Today we're going to talk about Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. And this is called a sheet about Hanukkah. It's on the table out there. It's in yellow. And at the bottom it tells you about the dreidel with all the letters on it and how to play it. And on the back there's prayers for each night to light the candles. We have candles here. And you light one starting Tuesday night. You light the first candle by itself. And you light it with the servant candle. On the second night of Hanukkah, you put two candles in, this one and that one, and you light it by the servant candle, and so on and so forth, each night for 8 nights, until you get them all lit. And then what do? You spin the dreidel, and you play games, you have a party, you have a great time, right? You give gifts. It's almost like the Jewish Christmas, isn't it? I want to give you a little information about the dreidel. It's a children's game. It's played in the firelight of a cold winter night. The Hanukkah menorah silently glows in your window. You're supposed to put your Hanukkah menorah in your window. Did you know that? So that everybody could see. You don't hide it in your kitchen, under the tree, under the pantry. The dreidel, it's four sides spinning. I guess I need that. It has four sides. It spins so fast that the sides blur into nothingness. The dreidel, so insignificant, yet this little dreidel contains the entire story of the Jewish people. The history of the whole world is on this dreidel. Our story starts not with the miracle of Hanukkah, but 1,437 years earlier with Jacob's ladder. Didn't we study Jacob's ladder 2 weeks ago in our Torah portion? Jacob had a prophetic dream of angels ascending and descending a ladder that reached from the ground to the heavens, right? These angels weren't Hollywood extras with fluorescent tubes over their heads. Halo to you. They were, in fact, incorporeal spiritual messengers, the protecting forces of four great kingdoms. This is all rabbinic, okay? The rabbis have figured this out for us. That four kingdoms that would dominate in the future and exile the Jewish people: Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. At first, Jacob or Yaakov saw the angel of Babylon ascend the ladder, and the ladder, he went up 70 steps, and then he came down. And that's significant because the Jewish people were in the Babylonian exile for 70 years. The protecting angel of the empire of Persia and Media then climbed up the ladder 52 steps before he descended. The Jewish people were in exile in Persia for 52 years. Then the angel of the empire of Greece climbed the ladder 180 rungs. The domination of Greece lasted 180 years. And finally, the protecting angel of the Roman Empire climbed up the ladder, but he didn't come down. Yaakov feared that this final exile would never end until Hashem promised Yaakov, even if he will rise up like an eagle and make his nest among the stars, even from there I will bring him down. We are still in that final exile, in the softly asphyxiating embrace of Rome's spiritual heirs. So let me tell you about the four kingdoms for a minute. Babylon, in the year 587 BC, the first of our holy temples was razed to the ground by the Babylonian emperor Nebuchadnezzar, right? And the vast majority of the majority of the Jewish people were led into exile by the Assyrian emperor Sennacherib. Why was this such a tragedy that the holy temple was destroyed? Well, the Holy Temple represents a unique pipeline between God and us. When it was destroyed, this flow of spiritual energy was severed. The leveling of this connection is linked to the word nephesh, or soul. When a soul will bring an offering, according to Leviticus 2:1, nephesh begins with the letter nun, which is on the dreidel. And Nun represents the kingdom of Babylon. And that brings us to Persia. Persia as we know from the story of Esther and Haman, Haman wanted to have his own little final solution, right, of the Jewish problem. He wanted to kill all the Jews. That's called genocide. The exile of Persia and Media represents the threat to the Guf. The Guf, G-U-F, is the body of Jewish people. The physical threat of annihilation. So the Guf begins with the letter Gimel, and that stands for the kingdom of Persia and Media. It's on your dreidel. And that brings us to Greece. Greece represents the attack on the Torah itself, the Sechel, the wisdom of Israel. The Greeks weren't interested in the physical destruction of the Jewish people. Rather, they wanted to destroy the spiritual core of Judaism, the Torah. They wanted to leave a Hellenized hulk that would conform to the norms of Greek culture, their aesthetics, drama, the superficial wisdoms. The word sechel in Hebrew begins with the sin, the letter sin, which is represented here with the letter shin, which is the kingdom of Greece. And finally, the fourth kingdom is the letter hey, Rome. It's a summation of all the other exiles. At the beginning of their domination, the Romans, like the Babylonians, stopped the bringing of offerings into the temple. Then they destroyed the second holy temple and inflicted unthinkable carnage on the Guf, the body of Jewish people. After the massacre at Bethar in 135 AD, they used Jewish blood as fertilizer for 7 years. At first, Rome was the intellectual Scion of Greece. But with the conversion of Emperor Constantine to Christianity in the year 313, the church, the Catholic Church, became the spiritual heir of the Roman Empire. After the demise of the influence of the church, the mantle of Rome was subsequently won by secularism and materialism, the spiritual incarnation of Rome in our own times. Rome is all the exiles rolled into one, and thus is represented by the word hakol, which starts with a hey, and that's the first letter. All right, so where is the point at the center of a circle? Does anybody know? Can you define it? And yet it exists. Just like the Yeti letter Yud in the Hebrew alphabet, a single dot from which the whole universe was created, the threshold of existence, this still point in the turning circle, and around that dot turns the entire world. The Jewish people are that little dot, so infinitesimally small, and yet around this dot, the whole world turns. Let's check your newspaper. What is the opposite to the little dot? What is the opposite of the central point that occupies no space? Direction, north, south, east, west, expansion in four directions. Four is the antithesis of the one. Four is the number of the kingdoms who stand eternally opposed to the Jewish people, eternally opposed to He who is one. Our God is one. Did you know that? And two is reflection in this world. That is the Jewish people. Take another look at the dreidel when it's spinning. What do you see? You see four sides, right? Spinning around a central point that occupies no space. And when those sides spin, they themselves cease to have direction anymore. Now in the blur of their whirling, they are a circle, a reflection of the still small point at its center. And what is it that's carved on the sides of our dreidel? Nun, Gimel, Sin, and He. On the surface, those letters stand for Nes Gadol HaYeshem. A great miracle happened there, right? The commemoration of a miraculous victory over a faithful few over the mighty Greek Empire. But on the deeper level, the dreidel is a microscopic representation of four kingdoms, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, spinning around the center, which is the Jewish people. And the hand that spins the dreidel comes from above. You ever try and spin a dreidel upside down? Can't do it. Every empire thinks that it will last forever, but the hand that spins the dreidel of history for predetermined time, and then each empire, despite its vainglorious boasting, falters on its axis and finally crashes, just like that dreidel. So this is a children's game played in the firelight of a cold winter night. A Hanukkah menorah silently glowing in the window. The dreidel, its four sides spinning around the still point in the turning circle, spinning so fast that its sides blur into nothingness. The dreidel, so seemingly insignificant, and yet this little dreidel contains the entire story of the Jewish people and the history of the whole world. Nes Gadol Hayashem, you know, in Gematria, comes to 358, which is the exact number of the word Mashiach. Hallelujah. Mashiach is Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen? Well, there you go. The rest of Hanukkah is up to you to get yourself involved in. We're going to be doing it here on Saturday, but you got to start Tuesday night in your own home, okay? All right. Do you have a menorah? If you need one, they sell them at Whole Foods. They sell them at other places, but Hy-Vee and Baker's and places like that. It's a great holiday. And it is the Festival of Lights because our Yeshua, our Son, was conceived on Hanukkah and born on Sukkot. And he is the Feast of Dedication. Amen.